The Drop with Frank and Brian is officially brought to you by Switch Suspension. Switch Suspension specializes in all vehicle chassis components. Lift kits, lowering kits, air ride suspension, wheels, tires, steering, and brake upgrades. They use all the best products from the best brands. And these guys are truck guys. You roll into their parking lot at the shop and they all drive custom vehicles. So they use their products that they sell on their own vehicles. So if you guys are looking for anything for your vehicles, whether you're just starting out or you just need some replacement parts or whatever, give them a call or visit.
Jerk. Where'd you go? Where are you?
I'm right here.
Oh, there you are. Hey. How's it going? Yeah, you called and my coffee wasn't ready.
Oh.
And now it's ready. So here we are. Coffee, recording. FaceTiming.
FaceTiming, recording, all that good stuff.
Yes, sir.
What's going on?
Whoo!
I have feedback from our last couple episodes from a few people.
So do I.
We're boring as shit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
People have said, my wife included, that it's been rough to get through the couple last episodes.
And she liked them.
Of course she did. We were talking about softball.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, it's running a little thin.
It's running a little thin, but I think we have a job to do here.
Okay.
And the job is to think about not necessarily topics, but to do more homework about what we're going to talk about.
Okay, that's fair.
And like, I mean, I it doesn't matter to me either way, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But like, these people that hit me up were like being honest.
Oh, yeah. Hey, we appreciate
honesty. Honest critiques. And then I started thinking about it and I'm like, yeah, it's really easy to get like lazy.
Mm-hmm.
And I came to this realization when we were going to record the last episode the night before we recorded, and we both were kind of like,
"Oh, what are we going to do?
What are we going to do?
Right?
Like we had no preparation at all.
Right.
So like,
so is it better to skip an episode and then like when we have something to talk about, or
I don't
just
think
push
skip an
through.
Episode. I just think like pay attention more to what's going on in the world we live in when we're not living in that world. Like we're detached from truck shows right now, both of us.
Right. But there's truck stuff going on.
But there's truck stuff going on and we don't care about that because we're not there.
Well, I mean, I do care about it because I follow along and everything, but I just don't know, like, is it worth talking about like Tom Jenkins getting Los's old truck? Like,
no, not necessarily like that stuff, but just like, I don't know. Even if it's like 15 minutes of talking about that and the other 45 is just me and you rambling about nonsense.
Yeah.
Like, I guess like more preparation, but not overly prepared and not like forced prepared. Like,
okay.
Ramblings with a little bit of, I don't know because I have no idea.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm just like digesting.
We're in a very interesting part in this whole journey. And we knew we were going to get here. Like,
well,
we knew we were going to get to this part.
We were here last year too.
Well, that's true. Yeah, I mean, it was the same thing. We were doing the exact same thing.
In the grand scheme of things, with this podcast, if we want people to buy T-shirts, if we want Switch Suspension to keep paying us, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, where I'm just being completely like honest and upfront,
I get it.
And giveaways and buying our merch. It's almost like, if we never imagine us like never going to a car show again, but then expecting people to buy our T-shirts.
That's true. Yeah.
You know, so just because we're not going to shows or we're not doing things at that point in time, we still kind of have to like keep our eyes and ears open a little bit and then like bring that to this.
Yeah. Well, I see. Yeah. I know. Like I see what's going on all the time. It's not like it's in these like slower months. It's not like I'm, you said detached, but we're not really detached. We're consuming and we're aware. We know exactly what's going on every day.
Yeah. How do we bring that to this?
It
is like the key thing. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like is, and make it
interesting.
Yeah.
And but then also like I care, obviously, but I don't want to say like I don't care what people think, but at the same time, like you care what people think.
Well, we're here. We're selling a product.
Yeah.
This is a product we're selling. So we have to make it appealing to the people consuming the product.
Yeah. You know, like when you hear those things, it's not that I take them as like an offense or anything like that. You just start to think and you go, okay, well, what can we do to like make it a little bit better? Mm-hmm. And what, like, there's nothing wrong with it. You know, like talking about whatever.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I know. Hearing about my well problems and all that, I get it.
No, that was actually an interesting topic to me.
Oh, well, to you.
Well, I mean, it's all interesting. It's all of it's the softball journey. I've been following the softball journey from the background. You know what I mean? Like, it's all interesting to me.
Yeah.
But there is that, like,
no,
the funny thing about the well, when you remember you were like, oh, it's 40 feet. And I was like, that's not deep.
I know. And then the other people are like, mine's 230. I was like, wow, my well's a little bitch.
Tanner said his well at his property up here is 800 feet.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
my little wussy little 40-foot well. Yeah.
You could just reach down with a cup and get water if you wanted to. These guys are like, look like an oil derrick on their freaking trying to get water to survive. And you're over here like,
come on, man, 40 feet. That's pretty deep.
The only knowledge I know about wells is watching my YouTube videos. So that's like, it's not like I have this like wealth of knowledge of what I was just like, that doesn't seem,
I don't know, man. That's pretty entertaining.
I think it's 100% entertaining. I think softball's entertaining. I think baseball's entertaining.
Yeah.
And,
I get it. We're a truck podcast or
but
car show podcast.
The viewers and the people know who they are that told me this.
Mm-hmm.
When we ask for questions or ask for input,
mm-hmm.
like, don't ask us the same questions that we've already answered a million times.
That's the other part give of it. That's why we haven't done those in a while.
Yeah. Give us something tough.
Yeah.
Give us something to think about.
Right. Not 90s graphics and billet wheels.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Come on.
Yeah. You got to help us out. Man, we're out here in the trenches every damn week.
Yeah, we're out here in the 40-foot wells every week.
In our comfortable offices, cooled off. Some guys out there digging a trench, listening like, what the fuck?
Talking about our rough lives over
here. Yeah, I know. Yeah, yeah. Well, last week was an interesting episode.
It was. It made me really think, and that's why I kind of came out of the box with this, because that really made me think of like, well, what's going to happen when we just completely run out?
Yeah. Well, I mean, but like, I don't think we'll completely run out because we're just hitting these low points because I'm coming out there next week. We're recording a bunch of episodes that are going to be so good, you know? It's the ebb and flow.
It is.
You got to hang with us in these little times too.
Yeah. I appreciate people being honest with us.
Oh, 100%. Like, yeah, I'd rather people be honest with us than blow smoke up our butts.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's the only way we're going to realize we could, because we've been doing this for like two years now.
2.5 years, yeah.
Yeah. So like, we don't know if we're straying off into this.
It's easy to do. It's like a slow drift because we're doing these every week.
And like, we're just continuing the conversations we had because we don't talk as much during the week sometimes.
Right.
As we normally would. So this is kind of a continuation of the conversation.
Yeah.
From last week. So prepare yourself right now because we're about to get into the softball stuff.
Yeah, we are.
Because we need some updates.
We need some updates. Well, so you got some feedback. Some of the feedback I got was a little more technical and maybe a little more self-serving. But however, it was told to me that like, hey, you should talk about your giveaways and the shirts are coming out at the end of the episode. Not everybody makes it to the end of the episode. You should do the top of the episode.
I have a couple of times saying, hey, our shirts are on sale right now.
You have said that.
And it's that whole thing of like how you were doing in your vlogs when you were like, hey, before we get into this, make sure you like and subscribe.
Yeah.
That's true.
Anyway, go to our websites. Buy stuff.
Buy stuff.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
We've
shit going on.
Yeah. I've been talking to Chris Rhodes Designs about a new shirt, but I don't want to pull the trigger until we get rid of some of this stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So.
Okay. That's cool.
Yeah.
And that's good because I'm busy now, the softball stuff. So I left you last week. So I've been been thinking about, you can tell by my voice.
You've been screaming.
It's been, dude. All right. Let's start at the beginning. and bear with us.
I have this mental picture of you and Angie in this entire situation.
And it is
softball
accurate. If this the last night's game, whatever you're thinking, 100% accurate is exactly what happened.
Yeah.
So let me begin with this where I left off last week. Last week I left you with, it was a Tuesday and we were just entering the next tournament with all of these different scenarios on how the games are going to play out. We were going to be heading up to the lake the next day and all of that. So let me start there. So we lost that game. That game that day we lost, which meant that we had to play another game. And I'm going to, from here on out, use the term we, us, and that kind of stuff. So bear with me. So we lost on Tuesday. We had to play again on Saturday. We had planned this lake trip, as I explained last week, and we were committed, so we went. And we'll start there. The lake was great. It was awesome. We went to Clear Lake, place called Clear Lake. It's in Northern California. It's about 9 hours away from where I'm at. That's important. It's about 9 hours away. It's a long journey, so it takes us
which
all
is,
day.
Which is also an ironic name for that lake.
Especially this year. Dude. It was
a little less clear.
It was what is the opposite? Oh, completely opaque.
It was blurry.
Blurry. Yes, it was a very blurry lake this year.
I just remember because we drove by that lake a few times going up to Oregon after picking up Joey and them, and them telling me about that lake and how it can get bad sometimes.
Oh, it was bad. So we rock up there, we head down Tuesday to play that game, we lose, we come home, spend all night getting ready, we leave the next day, we head up there, had an amazing time. Holly and Joey from our club, NorCal Joey, not to confuse anybody, we have many Joeys, that was our NorCal Joey. It was great because last year we went up and he got sick he got poison ivy. It was like, that was a whole nother story. Yeah. But he wasn't able to join us, so he was missing the whole weekend. So I spent all weekend with Joe. It was so great. Had an amazing time. They're so hospitable up there. I thought I was leaving hot Southern California to go to very nice, cool Northern California. It was 110 degrees.
Yeah.
It was brutal. We still had a good time and it was still a lot of fun. But since it was so hot, the lake developed this algae, this thick algae. And they warned us, like, they were like on the way up, they're like, hey, maybe I'm not going to get in the lake so much. And we're like, oh, it can't be that bad. Oh, it was bad. It was like this thick, thick layer. But throughout the day, when the boats would start kind of going around the lake and breaking it up, it kind of dissipated it. And we were able to get in and float around and do all that great stuff.
Were able to enjoy your Buc-ee's stuff.
Oh, my gosh. Let me talk about that.
I would say that's 20% of the reason you went up there.
I'd say a little bit more, actually. We've developed this this thing. Obviously, people know us, Buc-ee's. Like, our brands and what we do is synonymous with Buc-ee's. And I'm looking at a Buc-ee's throw pillow right now. So, and my whole thing about Buc-ee's is just the absolute absurdity of the things that they make. And one of the things they made this year were river floats. And we'll throw up the photo right here. We'll make a little timestamp. What is this? 12:26.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, 12.
Where are we? 20. No, I'm at, well, yeah, I'm at 13. No, yeah, 12. What? 12.
Around 12-ish. Frank's Buc-ee's. So I bought these two floaties. One was this like river floaty with a beaver head on it. And then the other one was this like little attachment for a cooler. To tell you that I was proud of myself doesn't describe exactly how I felt. I was damn proud of myself.
It goes back to being proud of the decisions you make, right?
Yeah.
The decision that you made at that time at that Buc-ee's that we went to, you spent a lot of money at that Buc-ee's.
It was like $100 worth of floaties.
Yeah. And I remember you're like, I just spent a lot of money. But the caveat, you were like, but it's going to pay off.
It is. And it 100% did. And what you're referencing is back on our mini Nats trip out in Tennessee, we stopped at that Buc-ee's and I saw him. And that's what I said. I'm like, I was preparing this for many months. So we get up there. Finally, the day comes. I don't give a crap if this lake was 2 foot thick. I'm doing this, right?
It didn't even sink in the water. It just stayed on. It's like a frozen lake.
Yeah, yeah. So I did that, aired it up, got in there, was just like in this little clip here, just so you could just see that I'm so proud of myself in this video. So that was part of it. Yes. So we spent the next 3 days kind of just battling heat and algae, but just still having a good time, hanging out the trailer. Ivan and Katie, also from the club, came up from SenCal. And they spent a few days up there with us, and it was just an amazing time. It was super great. But Saturday, so I mentioned that we lost that game on Tuesday, so we had either way we were playing a game on Saturday. So it was either win, and then we would have to be back on Monday, or lose, win, and in any one of those, and we'd have to be back on Sunday. So Saturday, we're watching the game on Game Changer because our coach puts up a camera and you can watch the game online. So we're watching the game very intently, and actually everybody was watching the game very intently. We had the whole group into this, rooting for the team. In the back of my mind, I'm all, it wouldn't be so bad if we had to come back. You know what I mean? But well, no. By that time, since we lost on Tuesday, we had to win on Saturday. So
yeah,
we knew that was going to happen. So, everybody's into it. They win the game. They win that game. And all of a sudden it's like, we got to get home. So we pack everything up Saturday night, 5:30 in the morning. We roll out of Killer Lake. We drove down to my sister's in Rancho Cucamonga. We rolled into my sister's at 3:00 in the afternoon. And I was I hit a wall. I was driving down. I drove most of the way, and then I got all the way down to the 210 and 5 down there. And I just hit a wall. And I was like, I can't do it. I can't do it anymore.
I knew you hit a wall because you were not posting on Instagram. I was like, where's Fred? Because usually your stories, you're like,
they're very
a picture of a truck or follow along. And I'm like, where's Frank's stories at? What's he been? This is also how bored I have been. I should have just went with you guys.
Right. Which is what, because everybody was saying that, we got to get Brian up here. We got to get Brian up here. And it's like, yeah, I'm going, yeah, man, get him up here. It'd be fun. Yeah. I hit a wall. We finally get to my sister's. I crash out. I don't even barely remember the game Sunday. I was just so out of it. How we travel and you get to that point where you almost feel kind of drunk. I felt drunk when I got to my sister's house. Things weren't I couldn't process thoughts. And I was just it was bad. To go back on one little thing, the truck, amazing. It was so cool. It was so great. I did not hit the 24 MPG like I had hoped. I hit 20. 20 was my best.
Did you stay at 75?
So I put it on the way up. I'm like, okay, I'm going to do everything right. I'm going to put this thing at 70 and let it just do its thing.
That's because 70 is very slow.
I felt like it was going in slow motion.
Yeah. I said, that's going to be tough.
It was. And I had to switch. I was like, I got to go at least 75. So I bumped it up to 75 and that felt better. But yeah, the first, I was dedicated though for the first maybe 4 or 5 hours of this trip, I was doing 70, just trucking. And Angie's like, man, this feels a lot longer than last time. Well, I mean, in the Camry, I'm just doing 85, mobbing, right? But I was like, no, we're gonna squeeze the gas mileage out of this truck. And but actually, at 70 or 75, doesn't matter, 20 miles a gallon. And so, just to dive into that a little bit, everything that I've kind of understand about that, they don't really start hitting the peak mileage until they get about 10,000-15,000 miles on them. Then they start getting that peak gas.
There's also the opposite of that too. There's better mileage at the beginning, not good mileage at after you break it in.
Oh,
it's basically whatever makes you feel better is the comments that I see online.
Oh, could be.
It's people will go, hey man, have you guys noticed the truck gets worse gas mileage now after you've driven it for a while? And then people will go, yeah, you get better gas mileage in the beginning and not the, but then there's the people that are flipped that. So it's kind of whatever makes you feel better is what's true.
Well, we'll find out. So ever the consensus of opinion is 10 to 15,000 miles, but we'll see. But it's, even at 20 honestly, miles to the gallon,
it doesn't even at 20, but it honestly, it's not going to change. It's your driving habits that need to change.
And I've really modified mine now driving the Tundra. Like you were saying, that whole eggshell thing,
because now you can see the gas mileage that you're getting in real time.
That's true. The Titan and the other, the Camry kind of tells us, but it's not very accurate. The Titan was you're just kind of doing the calculations. You're guessing. Hey, you're just kind of whatever. Know. Yeah. No, this one is right in your face. And a couple times. Because you can switch to the menus. I had to get away because I was obsessing about it. I'm driving I wasn't even paying attention to the road. I'm just watching this damn MPG change. So I was I got to get out of that and just let it do its
thing. That will wane too because that's how I did the Maverick.
Yeah.
I was obsessive about watching the miles per gallon and trying to keep it at this certain thing. And now I don't even look. I never look at it. It's there right there in front of me, but I never look at it.
I think I'll get to that part too. But
it is. It's a new trip. Yeah. And it's a new thing. It's exciting. Mm-hmm. It's just like anything else. You know what I mean? You're new. It's exciting. And then after a while, it just becomes
afterthought.
But yeah,
but the, even but at 20, 20, yeah, 20 I was happy. Good. I was super happy, you know? I was, the whole trip going all the way up there and back was like only like $200. I was like, damn, you know? And California gas, like that's pretty good for California gas, you know? But yeah, the whole trip was great. So that was one really highlight for me. And it was super plush. Like it's so, it was just like.
Just comfortable.
Remember, well, remember how we were talking about like, you know, the difference between the Titan or the Camry or like a Tacoma and the thing. I look back and when my kids are like sprawled out in the back, I'm like, no, yeah, that's, yeah, that makes it nice. And plus, and I also bought a tonneau cover for it. I bought a sliding tonneau cover. And so we just put all of our stuff in the back and closed the tonneau cover. And that was that because to circle back around, the idea was we were going to go to the lake. And after we go to the lake, we were going to go into San Francisco and do some stuff. Well, again, so back to the story, have to be there by Sunday night. So we jammed down, we get down there and we win that game. And that was awesome. So now, so from here on out, we have been playing every single day, just kind of staying alive. So every game we win, we get to play one more game, and we get to play one more game. So we played on Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and today's Friday, and we're still playing, which means we've won every single game.
So there's a game today.
There's a game today. Yeah, we're heading down 6:30, and so like the tournament is a place called Bloomington. It's kind of, I mean, you know, but for our listeners, like. It's situated kind of like between San Bernardino and Riverside and Rialto. It's sort of like plop right in there. So it's about an hour drive every single day. So my whole life this past week has been get up in the morning, do maybe a few things, and then just start getting ready. Because, I mean, it takes a lot to get ready for these games, like getting the kid up, getting her ready, getting her dressed, getting all the stuff in the truck and making sure we have everything and easy ups and water. Just goes back to
our conversation last week. You're like, every day I have to drive like an hour.
I know.
Everyone, like, everyone thinking it's like, they're driving, listening to this on Monday morning, driving to work like, yeah, that's what I do every single day.
Yeah, but I mean, there's a lot of prep work involved to get down there and do this thing. And then plus, you know, I have to get my mother-in-law, and then, you know, we have to, because the whole family's involved, like, and that's really cool. Like, every single game, my mom and dad have been there, Angie's mom has been there, my sister and my brother-in-law have came. So, and also, it's like this big coordination between everybody, and then, you know, and you know how the traffic is, and you're worrying about that, because you have to get there early for the kids to practice before the game. And so it's been, it has been a thing this whole week, getting ready, so... So we win, and here we are. So I want to talk about yesterday's game. Mm-hmm. This is where it is.
This is where we're losing the listeners. So come back in about 10 minutes, and we'll talk about truck stuff.
But you might want to know about this because it was good. Like I talked about us in the last episode. I talked about us winning the District 49 championship and how that played out, and that was pretty good. You know, up by one run. Tying run on third, and you know, we get the outs and we win the game. This one was similar scenario but way different. So we play, so it all started actually on Wednesday. So as I said before, we watch the other games to kind of prepare ourselves for the next team. So we're standing on the sidelines watching Burbank play this other team. I can't remember the other team at this moment, but it was Burbank, and there's a reason why I exactly know that. So I'm sitting there, we're watching, and about 10, 15 minutes into watching this, I realized I don't like any of these people. They're obnoxious. They're just being obnoxious. They're just like shouting things. The umpire had to tell them like, hey, chill out. You got to chill out, you know, because you can't coach from the sidelines. You can't tell the kids what to do. So they're like really like being aggressive. And I realized I don't like these guys. So then they win. And now this is who we're playing. They're really good. They're a really good team. And I was like, this is going to be our biggest challenge yet. Because all these other teams, we have lost a game, but they've always been challenging. We've had a couple blowouts, like 7-0, you know, but they've all been challenging. But this one was going to be our biggest challenge, and I knew that going in. So we go into the game, we start playing, and they go up by, and this is where it's going to get very technical, and this is where you can come back later. If you're interested, listen, because I'm going to get very technical. So they go up by one run in like a very early, I can't remember what inning. Oh, and also, by the way, I want to give another little caveat to Angie and Mark listening. I may get these things wrong. I'm sorry. But the gist is still the same. The outcome is still the same. I may get a couple very, very technical things
wrong. Get to the point, Frank.
I just want to lay it all out there. So it's all out
Don't
there.
Don't worry about it. Just get to the point.
Okay. So they get a run early, but it was kind of like a BS call because the kid claims she got hit by pitch, but it was like maybe it was a graze, maybe it was barely. But that's important to know because that sets the tone for the rest of the game. So the kid gets on base, stuff happens, she scores, it's now 1-0. So there's 1-0 throughout the entire game, and we can't get a run. We get a couple people on base. Well, one of the things that we've learned through playing is you have to be very close to the line on the box, because what that does is it steals, it kind of eliminates that inside strike, you know? It makes the zone go out farther. So, yeah, okay. So that's what we kind of taught our kids, is just get up on the line. Stay on that line. Well, so the other team was like, didn't like that. They were trying to back us off. So they were pitching inside, and they plunked six of our kids. My kid got hit in the head. Another kid got hit in the head. And like, it was just brutal. Like, it was kind of getting annoying to us. And also, to go back to what I said, this team was obnoxious. I kind of told myself, like, F these guys. I'm going to be a little obnoxious to you. So I'm going to talk a little shit. So it comes down to the sixth inning. We're the home team. So the other team goes up first. We hold them to 1-0. They don't score. So it comes down to the bottom of the sixth inning.
Which I don't, that's difficult to do in softball, is hold people to not scoring.
Oh yeah. Our defense, that's the thing, is our defense is killer right now. It is so good. Our offense struggles. Like, we can't, it's hard for us to get on base and get hits, but the defense is what's winning all of these games. If we can go up a few runs in the beginning, we pretty much are going to win the game. And that's why it was so stressful in this game, because we were down. We were going into the bottom of the sixth down by one. So this pitcher proceeds to hit three of our batters and load the bases. And bases loaded. We're down by one. We get a base hit, score one, ties the game. Next kid comes up, hits another one, and we walk off win. And
it was walk off from a hit.
Walk off from a hit.
The batter.
No. Walk off from a hit. Oh, like the kid put it in play. Put it in play. So this is where this is exactly what you're thinking. So the tension is building up through the entire game. Both teams are like, you know, getting anxious and like they're chirping over on our side. We're chirping on our side, going back and forth, you know, and making some noise. So we get the walk-off win, and our side erupts. Like, all just, I am screaming at the top of my lungs. I flip a chair. I walk up to a chair, and I freaking just flip it. We're like high-fiving, and we're chest bumping, and we are going insane after this win. And that was like, to me, that was like our championship. Like, it was like,
yeah,
we went in, we knew this team was, and my favorite part is how pissed are these people from Burbank that these kids from the high desert, from some desert rat kids, came down and beat them, you know? Yeah. Because the coaches
were, did it eliminate that their team from the thing?
Yeah, they're gone. And so it was sweet. And like, also a thing, so another thing is like, after you play a team, you guys trade pins, win or lose, you trade pins. But the farther you go, the more teams you face and the more pins you collect. So now my kid has a visor with all of these pins all around it. And it's almost like a World War II plane where they're all
like, hashtag that marks how many people they've.
Yeah. 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 So it's really cool. It's been so exciting. It's been so emotionally draining. It's been so physically draining. I mean, obviously for my kid playing every single day, and my kid is a catcher. And so, like, she's in every single play and every single pitch of every single game of every single inning. And she is just, like, a lot of parents, like, brag about their kids. And, like, my kid's a rock star. My kid is a rock star. Like, she's holding it down. And also, like, one thing that was, like, really stressful was, like, in the fifth inning, still down by one, we had two runners on, and my kid was up to bat. You never want to be the parent with a kid with two outs.
Yeah,
with your kid, it is just so insanely stressful. So it's two outs, two runners on, and my kid struck out, and it was just like, oh. But then the next inning, the next kid came along and made it happen, and we won. It was amazing, and we're gonna play again today. Today's competition, we stayed yesterday and watched the other team play. If we can get those runs, then should handle pretty quickly. But the The team that is undefeated currently in the tournament is really, really good.
Yeah.
So that's going to, so Burbank was a challenge, but this, if we move on from today and play tomorrow, that's going to be the bigger challenge. And the most interesting thing throughout this whole thing, this is the most interesting thing. So like, it's a day-to-day thing. We don't know what's going to happen. So we've been, we planned the lake trip, and then my mom is planning my dad and my brother's birthday party this Saturday. And you know, everybody's like, well, what are we going to do? And it's like, I don't know what we're going to, like, you have, it's just every day is like a brand new thing. And then also my brother-in-law pointed out, he's like, this is like ground. Also, it's like Groundhog Day. We go to the same place. We're all wearing the same clothes, 'cause we're like wearing our all-star, you know, support shirts, and you know, we're washing them, of course, and wearing them. But every day we show up to the same place, wearing the same things, doing the same thing. Like, it's pretty, it's very interesting. It's this whole new interesting thing. 'Cause this is the farthest we've ever gone, you know, in these things. This is the deepest we've ever gone. And if for some reason we keep going, we win this tournament, we move on to the regional tournament where we're playing people from Hawaii and Arizona and a bunch of different places. So like, it's gonna be interesting.
Yeah. How long can it ultimately last?
I mean, ultimately you can go all the way to the World Series, and that's in North Carolina.
What month is that in?
In August. So like, the kids would be starting school, and we'd be traveling to North Carolina to play in the World Series. Well, I mean, that's a bit grand ambition, you know. But it is, you know. But then again, like, this was a grand ambition, you know.
Yeah,
this was a grand ambition, and here we are. So this, here we are. So that's the softball talk. That's this week's softball.
That's 30 minutes of softball talk.
Well, 30 minutes of self reflection on the podcast and softball talk and traveling. So sorry, everybody.
The title of this one is just going to be skip to 32.
I like it. I like it a lot.
But that's all we have to talk about. So the episode's over.
Yeah. That's it. I mean, other like truck stuff. So there, man, again, preparedness.
It's very important.
It's very important.
Yes.
In the truck world, we're like I said, we're gearing up to do our guest episodes. We're gearing up for Slow that we've been talking about a lot. There's the Neptune's Net Cruise coming up. That's the same weekend as Slow. That's Sunday. Again, that's a great event.
These are like notes that we need to take.
Uh-huh.
Even as busy as we are, we have, this is where I'm talking about, like, we have to make sure that this podcast is still in the back of our head.
Yeah.
And we're still making it, like, because if we want to record it every week, we got to
do something.
We can't talk about the exact same thing every week, or it's just going to be one of those things where people are going to like, you guys suck.
One truck thing was awesome is that Rev B video.
Oh, yeah.
That came out sick. They came out so good.
Funny story about that.
Tell me.
When did we film that? Last Friday. Yeah, July 5th. I go down there and I was like, so what do you, well, you know, I knew we were going to film Jeremy's truck, because Jeremy's truck that was in that video has the first Rev B chassis under it.
Yeah.
And so just wanted to show it driving around and all that good stuff. And then a little bit of, you know, highlights of the shop and stuff. But I was like, hey, I have an idea. I've always kind of wanted to do this. And I was like, let's go to 7-Eleven, get a Slurpee. And so we Googled like where a 7-Eleven was, and it was right down the street from the shop, and we did. But the 7-Eleven was like, it was like a Quickie Mart turned into a 7-Eleven.
Right, right. It didn't have that vibe.
It didn't have the vibe, but we were like, hey, whatever, it doesn't matter. Yeah. Like, we just need to show it actually didn't need to be a 7-Eleven, but I wanted it to be a 7-Eleven. Mm-hmm. So then we get the video all done, and then like, you heard the music when he was filling the Slurpee. It was Madonna.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the truck's called.
Oh, really?
Material Girl.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Yeah. So that was Scott's idea, but we did that. And then on, what's today? The 12th?
It is. Yes.
Yes. So the 10th, I finalized it on the 9th. We changed it up a little bit, did some things. And then on the 10th, and then Scott messaged me. He goes, hey man, you know what tomorrow is? And I go, no. He goes, it's 7-Eleven day.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I had no idea. So we did this whole thing based around going to get a Slurpee at 7-Eleven. We were going to release it on 7-Eleven. Neither of us realized it was 7-Eleven.
Oh, wow. No. I thought it was planned from like the beginning.
You would think that it was.
Yeah.
And you know, I could tell you, it was all planned. But no, it wasn't. It was just this like kind of And
did 7-Eleven get wind of it yet, or did they share it or see it or nothing? Yeah. Because 7-Eleven is a, it's funny how this all ties together, because 7-Eleven is like making itself almost like a car brand. I don't know if
that's what I showed Scott. Yeah. Yeah. No, that's what I told Scott. I was like, do you know about like 7-Eleven? Because my thing was, if there was no a lot of vehicles there, like we would park the truck out front and take a cool photo, mm-hmm. but it just didn't line up because the way that 7-Eleven was.
Yeah.
But, and I showed him all the their Instagram and stuff, and he was just like, oh, yeah, because I had recently found that out, what, like 2 years ago?
Yeah, something like that when we were all talking about it.
Yeah, we were all talking about it, and I had looked up the 7-Eleven Instagram, and I go, oh, where's the real 7-Eleven Instagram? I thought it was just like someone bit it. Yeah, and like,
no, that's the real one. They're about it. And they, and
did you,
go ahead.
I was going to say, did you see what they're doing now with 7-Elevens? So they're making a big push because cigarette sales and gasoline is kind of like their big selling, right? Mm-hmm. And then food. But they were saying that cigarette sales are obviously going way, way down. Mm-hmm. Gasoline is like stale and starting to drop a little bit too. The gasoline sales. So they got to kind of figure out what their next thing is. And it's food, mm-hmm. but not the food that we have here.
I know where you're going with this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if anyone's ever been to Japan, the 7-Eleven is huge in Japan. And it's really good food. Mm-hmm. It's like we ate 7-Eleven quite a bit there.
That's cool. Yeah, I know. Yeah. I follow a lot of different accounts that get stuff, and they're like, they have, but I don't know why this is the one that sticks out of my head, but the egg sandwiches, they're like amazing.
Yeah. It's a lot of sushi, a mm-hmm. lot of fish, a lot of chicken, but like really good quality. And so that's what they're going to transform a lot of the 7-Elevens here. So you're going to start to see these 7-Elevens kind of rebrand themselves mm-hmm. and shift towards food, but good food, not like the crap.
Some gas station glizzies.
Yeah. What are those things? Slizzies. What are they called there?
Glizzies.
No, 7-Eleven.
Big Bites or something like that. Or
something. Like there's like a name for
their. Because their whole thing is like 7-Eleven is Big Gulps. Like that's their whole thing.
Yeah. Big Gulps, Slurpees. Mm-hmm. And whatever the hell the hot dogs are, I can't think of.
One of my favorite things, and this is like a deep pull, is like I always, you've seen Dumb and Dumber.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, when he goes like, Big Gulps, huh? Like, oh, see you later. Like, that's one. Anyway, that's a deep cut I always like to say.
That's the comment that if you look on the comments, that's what Milan said.
Oh, really?
On the Rev B stuff. Nice. And I don't know if Scott got it.
That's hilarious. That's great. That's so good. Yeah. The whole like culture that they're building and 7-Eleven is really cool because like they sort of like leaned into it. I think it started as like just people doing that, just going to 7-Eleven and doing like, you know, like really nice photos and videos of their cars and stuff. Mm-hmm. And 7-Eleven as a brand saw that and they're like, we can either ignore this or be like, oh, that's cool. Or like lean into it. And they're like, screw it. We're going to lean into it. And now like their whole Instagram is just filled with cool cars, like with really nice photography and really nice videos and stuff. So, and what's good for 7-Eleven is like these cats are just like making this content for them, you know, like they're not hiring good photographers or anything like that. These dudes are just making this stuff for them, you know? So whoever is on their marketing team was like, saw that and was like,
yeah,
that's it. Which is funny. Like that whole 7-Eleven thing was, I participated yesterday. I told the kids, I was like, hey, do you know what 7-Eleven day? Let's go get some free Slurpees. They sucked. They were terrible. Like,
really?
Yeah, I get it. Well, I get it because like everybody wants one. So,
were they just like not like?
They weren't like frozen. They were just like pumping them out. So they didn't allow them. Yeah, because they were just pumping them out. And I mean, it was good. Like they had it down good because they didn't like clog it up. Like made this big thing because I thought I was gonna rock up there and there was just gonna be this line. It was like 110 degrees outside yesterday, and I'm like, we're gonna drive by, and if there's a line out the door, we're not. That's it. That was good. Good. Attempt, right?
Yeah.
So I rock up there and no line. I'm like, oh, okay. So I go inside and there was a little line inside, but these dudes were just like, shh. And you didn't even get to pick the flavor. They're just like, shh, here you go. Shh, here you go. Whatever.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it was just a really random thing, but it was terrible.
That's cool.
Because like, because I made a Instagram post of it, like I do. And I was like, yeah, but they were terrible. I'm more of a an icy girly from AMPM.
An icy girly?
Yeah.
What's that?
Like an icy from AMPM. And then like usually people say like, oh, I'm a Stanley girly or I'm like a Ferrari girly. Oh,
I've never heard that.
I never heard that. Oh, okay.
No.
All right. Well, I'm like, an AMPM girly.
All right. Icy. I remember Icy from way back in the day.
Yeah.
I forgot what
Icy was like the original brand.
Yeah. Because
like Slurpee is like 7-Eleven's brand
version of Icy,
right? And then Icy is like the original brand that goes kind of everywhere,
like Kmart. I think Kmart.
Yeah, Icy's Kmart. Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you what was the bootleg? It was like a bootleg one that so, I think Circle. There was like you added the syrup afterwards or something like that. There was like a. Oh man, it sucked. It was a brand, like Icy's a brand and Slurpee's a brand. This was a brand of something, and I forgot. And they tried to like compete in that whole thing, and I was like, oh, these suck.
So before that, like great, this is great content. Before that, like I like Slushy.
Yeah,
there's another brand called Slushy, and what's interesting is
maybe it was Slushy.
I think you're thinking of Slushy because it wasn't you added the syrup, but it was instead of a like a very soft.
It was very icy, like chunky. Yes, that's it. Okay,
there was
yeah.
Slushies. And what's interesting is that Slushies' mascot was a bear. Yeah. And Icy's mascot was a dog.
Yeah.
So, those are the... But I like, to be honest with you, I prefer a Slushie over an Icy. But I like Icy's too.
A Slushie over an Icy?
Yeah.
Or a Slurpee over an Icy?
No, Slurpees and Icy's are the same. They're the softer, like, frozen... And Slushies are the Icy product, and I'm a
that's I no like, good. That's like the fake Hawaiian ice.
It is kind of. But I like them.
I like to drink it through a straw where it's like nice and uniform. I hate when you get that like thick ice. But
anyway, there we are again.
Speaking of trucks,
it's trucks. Yes.
So I went through my Rivian phase that I was thinking.
Uh huh.
And then. I don't know what, if I came across a YouTube video or something about a guy in his 2023 Nissan Titan.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started like diving down, like I know everything about Titans and but then I started like thinking, I was like, oh, I wonder, like I knew they were having like decent deals on some of them because it's the last year that they're making the Titans.
I thought 2023 is the last year of the Titan?
2024 right
oh,
now.
Oh, really? I thought they were done. I thought they wrapped it up a couple years ago. No,
they're still making them.
Okay.
You a couple years ago?
Yeah, I thought I thought they were done in like 2021 or 20.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
Sorry.
So I was like, huh? I wonder. So what? Looking up and reading about all the Tundra stuff, you know what I mean with that, and then seeing now I'm all in that like the Reddit, like the Tundra posts always pop up and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm seeing people's like turbos going out and like
on Tundras.
Yeah, like oil, like you need to change the oil because the turbos make, like turbo motors make the engines run hot. So you need to like, if it says 10,000 miles, change it at 5,000 miles. Mm. Like just precautionary things, like, because there's so many, like with these new trucks, there's so many things going on.
Right.
Whether it's cylinder deactivation, smaller displacement motors with turbos, like all these things. So then this video popped up and it was like the Nissan Titan still has... like a naturally aspirated V8 and this
non-turbo.
Dude's truck non-turbo. Yeah. They never had a turbo. They never have done the cylinder deactivation, which like Chevy's doing stuff.
Yeah. I remember those. That's where they cut it down for fuel consumption.
Yeah. It's all based on fuel consumption, but this dude is getting 23 miles per gallon average in his Tundra, in his Titan.
Really?
Yeah. And he was getting,
are they still 5.7s?
Same exact motor.
Oh, wow.
Different transmission, same exact motor, tuned a little bit differently and a couple of different things.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, same basic engine. And then, so I started, I was like, huh, I wonder if I should just like get a Titan. And then I started looking, I can get a brand new Nissan Titan crew cab for $37,000.
Damn.
With a bumper to bumper 5-year, 100,000 mile warranty.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
and
pretty
like,
nice.
I was like, why am I not doing this? And then I already have a Titan that just sits on the side of the house.
Yes.
Which is essentially the same truck. But then then my brain goes, if my Maverick was paid off, I would just go get this Titan because I would just essentially, my car payment would just kind of do this.
Yeah,
right?
Right.
But I'm like, am I going to miss out on this? Like you start getting this thing, like they're not making them anymore after 2024.
Mm-hmm.
Once the Mavericks paid off, I'm not going to be able to. When is the next time you're going to be able to get a half ton truck for that price?
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to ever.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter what it is. So that's like the part that intrigues me is like getting this brand new half ton truck that will last forever. Mm-hmm. There's, you know what I mean? Like they're, that's what intrigues me about it too, is like, there's not this, all this complicated things going around in the motor. And I love that about the Titans, is like, it's just a truck.
Yeah, it's a motor and a frame and a body.
Yeah. It's not this whole complicated thing of what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, So I've had to like, just, you know,
if you end up with another Titan, we'll be amazing.
I will tell you right now, I will end up with another Titan.
Well, a new Titan or an older Titan?
No, I would not get it. I have an older Titan. Yeah. I'm not going to get an older one. There's two things are going to happen, right? Mm-hmm. This is what's going to, I'm either going to get the Rivian or I'm going to get a Titan.
Wow. Those are two totally different things.
I know. And that's what, that's where my brain, I'm like this. This is how my brain is.
Mm-hmm.
The Titan, older technology, reliable technology. It'll probably last me forever, right? Mm-hmm. It's essentially the truck I already have.
Right.
Like almost identical, just newer. Doesn't make any sense to buy it.
The thing like that I've always noticed about the new Titans is if you look at them, they're the same truck. Same roof line, same rear window. Oh, like
yeah. It's really identical. All of these trucks are very similar
mm-hmm.
in proportions and stuff when you start to kind of compare the generations, and Titans especially.
Yeah.
And even I was like, I saw this guy took seats out of the new Titan and they bolted into his into his old Titan.
That's hilarious.
The back seats bolted, everything.
That's awesome.
Like, oh, these Nissan just being Nissan. Yep. You know what I mean? Yeah, yeah. But at the same time, like it's kind of like if it's not broke, don't fix it type thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like,
well, you it's just more trucks, comfortable. Like getting a new one will just like we've been driving the Tundra every day going, taking them to these games. Cause you know, we're piling all the stuff in them. Did I say Titan or Tundra? Tundra. We're taking the Tundra to all these games. Yeah. And like we took it on vacation. We're doing all of this stuff with it. Well, the Camry's in the shop right now getting some stuff done. So we've only had the Titan and the Tundra. So yeah. Angie's been driving the Titan to work. And I had to drive it the other day.
Why is she driving the Titan to work?
Because I have to prepare everything to get ready for the game so I can just swing by, pick her up.
Swing by.
Because like we meet at the freeway and then I pick her up and we head down.
Okay.
And so, yeah, and then I had to drive it like, oh, and then like, you know, like how when you let a vehicle sit for a while, like especially like with the air conditioning system, if that oil isn't circulating, keeping those seals like, you know, conditioned, it's starting to leak antifreeze. Freon. It's leaking Freon. So I got in it and the air conditioner is not working so great. Like if I'm sitting at idle, it's not blowing cold. If I start turning the wheel, like it anyway. So it's like the air conditioner is barely working. It's all, my kid goes, man, this truck is a lot like more bouncy than I remember. And I was like, yeah.
Yeah, because your dad didn't take care of it.
Well, hey, it's got new shocks.
Newer
shocks, yeah.
Not with your road. Your road goes, well, just tear shocks up.
I know. I'm interested to see what happens with this Tundra, how long that goes. But anyway, so back to what you're saying, it's just like, it's the same truck. It's this everything, but it's going to be so comfortable.
The thing is, though, is I don't drive my Titan.
Yeah, that's true. Well, yeah.
I'm not daily, like I have a daily driver that's comfortable and new and all this stuff. But my biggest concern is letting that pass me by.
I know it is like kind of like too good deal to just.
Right.
Yeah. I get it.
Cause if I wait, so say I bust my ass and I pay this Maverick off in a year in this next year, this time, 2025, Titans aren't going to be for sale. So I would have to buy a used one. I don't want to buy a used one, even though the warranty would still be, I want to experience buying a brand new truck and getting a hell of a deal. Cause you know how like getting a deal on something.
Oh yeah.
Is amazing.
Oh yeah.
Like, you guys got a really good deal on that Tundra. Like you felt good about the buy.
Right, right. Justifying those decisions. Like you're like, you feel good about those decisions.
Yeah. Getting home and realizing you got ripped off on something or someone got one over on you.
Yeah, that's the worst feeling.
Is a terrible feeling.
Yeah.
And getting one over on the big guy, on the dealer, on the corporation, you're like, I'm winning.
Yeah.
You know, even the Pro 4, the Nissan Titan four-wheel drive Pro 4, which is like the equivalent of the TRD Pro type lot trim.
Yeah, yeah.
Is 41,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
And I'm like,
a TRD Pro Tundra is like 80.
No, they're not that much.
But
no, yeah. Like 56, 57 or something like that. 60 grand.
I don't know, but I don't think they're that cheap. I think they're definitely closer to 70 than they are 60. Yeah.
And the video I watched, this guy is breaking down all of the things, all the options he got. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that thing is stacked with features. Oh, yeah. Like stacked on these new, on these ones. And I'm like,
Do you remember the No Fear package that they had?
Yeah.
Dude, that was so sick.
I know. These, the packages on some of these trucks that they did back in the day, like remember the Ford, Ford had one. It was like a dirt bike rider edition.
That's right.
Troy Lee or other. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that stuff is really cool.
Yeah, I just that just popped in my head that I remember that No Fear Titan.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
So, so cool. Yeah. Anyways, that's my current
obsession.
I make current obsession out of boredom because I have been decently bored over the last like 2 months and getting a little cabin fever type thing. Like, I am working on something right now that I'm making a video that's going to be around boredom and what I did to solve the boredom.
Really?
But I'm, oh, cool. Yeah, but I'm like, but I'm still now waiting on another piece to fill that puzzle, so I don't want to talk about it yet.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's just like one of those things where I'm just like in this waiting mode. And if the waiting mode was like while we were, I wish this waiting period was when we were going to shows like in April and May.
Yeah, that way you're like doing stuff and then building up for the next part.
I'm in this waiting mode and I'm also not doing going anywhere.
Right, right.
So like I'm just buying stupid things like online. Like wait till you see the setup for Slowdown in the Maverick.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
It's oh heck yeah. That's awesome. Yeah.
So like it's just been it's been difficult mentally.
This will it has been. We've been in very interesting spaces in these last couple months. Me with this all this stuff going on.
You've got imagine taking the softball and everything away from you.
Mm-hmm.
And like no kids, no softball, no nothing.
Yeah.
You would like, you'd just kind of like, okay, well, like, what do I do today?
Right. Did you do all, did you film all that Rev B stuff just recently in the heat and everything?
Mm-hmm. Is that, yeah, July 5th.
Wow. Was that rough?
Yeah. No, it's not too bad. Mm. Actually, I was going to say, you're lucky this year coming out.
I'm just going to miss this crazy like heat stuff, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's only going to be in like, it's only going to be like 105.
Oh, yeah. Easy. Light work.
Yeah, it was, when we were filming that day that we filmed that, it was like 115.
Oh my gosh, dude. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, but, and that was.
But we just do it early in the morning, so.
Yeah, and that's not unique to, like, it's, I think it's just been a whole like West Coast thing.
No, it's been a whole, like, it's been, the entire country has been hot.
Yeah. And like, then Texas just got slammed with a hurricane, so that's fun.
And it's still hot.
And it's still hot.
It's like hurricane heat. They don't have any power. It's like,
like this is great.
Yeah, it's it just, you know what I mean. If you live in like Michigan and it's 100, it'd be like 120 here. Like it's like, you know what I mean.
Yeah,
like it's not comparing apples to apples, but yeah, it's been miserable. And then I remember like I was watching the news and they were showing like the West Coast and it was like when you guys were on the trip up in the river and it was like 110 up there and I go. Jesus, I go. I wonder what if it's gonna. Man. I was like Monterey because I saw like the Monterey area and San Luis Obispo where we're going, and I'm like, is it miserable there? And so I like looked it up. It was 67 there.
Oh yeah, that
yeah,
that never changes. Like down in Carlsbad, it was the same. Yeah, yeah. No, that's gonna be a welcomed break of everything.
Everything
because
I am like. Chomping at the freaking bit to
we have a lot of stuff going coming up too. We have our Sparks trip coming up in October.
Like yeah,
that's gonna be fun.
I was gonna say all this whole lull is gonna just
it's gonna go away. Yeah,
it always goes away. I just have to get through it without spending $40,000 to $70,000 on a truck.
Hey Brian, how'd you end up with this $100,000 Rivian? I was bored.
I was bored. Yeah, I really regret it now.
I really regret
it. You know. But so it's going to be, and I'm waiting for the Sparks guy to get back to me. We haven't told anyone that we're going, so we're announcing that now.
Hey, we're going to Sparks in the Ozarks in October.
Yes.
It's a show that I've been meaning to get to for, I mean, a long time. Cause like we're real close with the Freaks guys and Jap and all those dudes. And like for years, they're like, you got to come to the Sparks show. You got to come. And then there was always like a, you know, and then excuse or not wanting to go or something. But anyway, we're like, we're doing it.
I think we got into a rhythm of what shows we went to.
Yeah.
And that was the shows that we went to.
Mm-hmm. Which is like, we need to break it up. Like,
yeah.
We need to break it up.
But it's hard to break it up because we don't want to miss the ones that we go to now. Right. Like, we can't just like not go to mini nats.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Go to something else. Like, so when, you know, a couple, when I talked to you about going to Sparks, when I hit you up about like, hey, do you want to possibly go?
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of in this mode of like, we need, like, I want to get to more shows.
Yeah.
But then we can't go to all the shows.
Right.
You know, but like, next year will look a lot different for me too, because once the Tacoma's running, driving, and basically done,
mm-hmm.
I want to go to shows that I have never been to, and not necessarily for Grindr TV, but just for Brian Good.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like, and then also incorporate that stuff. So.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun. But like you said, you're just waiting on a bunch of stuff on that thing, right?
Waiting on the front end kit from Hell's Gate Garage.
Nice, dude. And then, that's cool.
Yeah,
that's super cool.
We'll put that on, or is it Hell's Gate?
Hell's Gate.
Hell's Gate. I don't know why I always like think of it. It's a different name. I want to make sure I get it right.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, so waiting on the front end from that, and then that shouldn't take long. I even like hit Panda up about doing the OBS. I was like, yo,
no, let's do it.
I have all the parts for that too. Wheels, axles, mm-hmm. everything. I'm like, and he's like, I don't have the time right now. I'm like, all right, well, I'm just over here just like,
yeah.
What's who, anyone want to do anything?
Yeah.
I'm just like, the backyard's done, the this, and
yeah.
Yeah. So I just go on Amazon and buy things.
My thing with the 4Runner update, it's just in the garage. Like, I haven't done crap with that thing. Not since the last time I took it out was for Cruise of the Pines. I need to find a trailer. That's what I need to find. So now that I've, because like I was also in this, you know, I mean, we've beat this horse to death, but like we were talking about like different scenarios, like Tundra, or, you know, like building a truck that I could take to shows that also could pull the vent, like all sorts of different scenarios. Well, now that I have the Tundra, I've sort of settled into the fact that I'm obviously going to have the 4Runner, or just start like trailering that to shows, or like doing something in that capacity. So I need a trailer is what I'm looking for.
Which shows would you take it to that you would need a trailer? Like obviously not Southern California shows, but like,
I'd want to take it to Cruise of the Pines. Like any like Severed in the Southwest, like mainly Arizona shows. I probably
like being able to throw your booth in the bed of the Tundra.
Right.
And then put the truck on the trailer, and then kind of like what I'm thinking is just having your booth and your truck next to your booth.
Yeah.
Type thing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And with a 4Runner, it'd be easier too, because I could like shove stuff in that thing.
You could put stuff in it.
Or like you said, like sometimes I just, and I know this is really hard to do and really easy to say, really hard to do, is sometimes I just want to load up my truck and just go to a show and hang out.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can do that. Well, I mean, I can't. I know I could do that, but I would still like create content on it, you know?
Yeah. I definitely like Camp and Drag is like one that I have never been to. It's like a legendary type show, you know, I'm not going to drive out all the way there and not take my booth.
I know. That's the hard part. Yeah, exactly.
I'm definitely not going to do that. I'm definitely going to like take the booth, because I can also dumb the booth down. Mm-hmm. Like, to be completely honest, if we put my Tacoma on the open car trailer with the Titan, because it's got a bigger bed, we could essentially dumb down our booths and
to a 10 by 20.
Do it. Even a 10 by 20 and a 10 by 10. So a 10 by 30 and then share the booth essentially. And like both go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Cause if we were to take all of our stuff that we always take, then it would be really tough, but we could make it work.
Yeah.
Cause I've been thinking about that. Like, yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, we kind of like turned our whole like booth thing into like a big thing. Like, it doesn't need to be that big. I mean, Lindsay's doing just fine and she's rocking a 10 by 10, you know, but we've like created this thing in our head where like, oh, we need this and it needs to be this many designs.
Yeah. Yeah. Like a 10 by 20, even Lindsay though, she's like, yeah, I need a 10 by 20. I can't do a 10 by 10
anymore. I didn't know she said that.
Yeah. Just because you can do a 10 by 10 if that's your only option is what I like, you know, like if we can only fit a 10 by 10, I'm like, okay, cool. But I would never like just want to do a 10 by 10, but a 10 by 20 and a 10 and another 10 by 10. Those two things can fit on the trailer with the Tacoma, with the entire bed being dedicated to. So like, instead of taking 7 t-shirt designs each, we just take 4 t-shirt designs each, or 3 t-shirt designs each, and just kind of go like that route.
Yeah, for sure. What weekend is Camp and Drag usually?
It's always in July.
July, but like what weekend?
I don't, it's this coming up weekend, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Because I would love to say, like, let's say we like, you know, commit now, but who knows where I'll be next year with this. I mean, like, look at me now, you know, like, I mean,
like there's definitely no committing when it comes to that stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even commit. I did the like, you have to apply to go to Camp and Drag. Mm-hmm. So I did that, got approved. So that I'll be approved for next year. Now, I think once you get approved, like, you're approved forever.
Oh, okay.
So I just wanted to do that just in case. Mm-hmm. Last minute I decided to go or whatever. But now I don't want, I'm not going to say yes 100%.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to say that's what I want to do.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. No, definitely. Yeah. Me too. I'd love to go, and then that'd be a whole new experience and booth setup and all that. So,
yeah.
But anyway, that's another one. Thanks for tuning in.
Oh, we're not done.
Oh, we're not done. Okay. Yeah. Well, then can we take like a 2-minute break while I answer a phone call? Hold on.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Hello.
Has there fires up there in the past?
Oh yeah, we've had fires and stuff, but that one was just an accident that shut down the freeway. But yeah, we've had some fires. We got a couple going right now. We got one up in Lytle Creek, and
that's
one
I think I saw.
Well, there was one in Lucerne, but they already took care of that one. But the one in Lytle Creek is almost done. They've almost got that under control. But that's been going for almost a week now. Now that I think about it.
Yeah, it's in rough terrain, so they're just kind of probably letting it burn a little bit.
Basically, yeah. Yeah. So, fires. You said we're not done. What else we got?
Let's see. What was I? Oh, I was going to send you something. Oh, yeah. So, Josh Rowan, Rowan Concepts.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if you're familiar with him or not.
I am.
He messaged me earlier, and he's like, hey, man, check this out. He's like, big fan of the podcast, da-da-da-da. I made this for you guys. I want, you know, it's yours to do what you want with it. And I was like, oh, this is, I want to make these into stickers. So I just sent it to you on Facebook Messenger.
Let me see. Let's check it out.
It's kind of cool.
It's not come through yet. Did you put it in the, oh, nope, not that one. Waiting.
Did it?
It's not send yet. It's not, it hasn't sent yet. No.
I thought I just sent it. What happened? Stick with us, folks.
Hang in there. We got phone calls. We got messages coming through.
Oh, I know why. I know what's wrong. I freaking was not
there
on
Wi-Fi.
There
it is. Whoa.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll make a rad sticker.
Heck yeah, dude. That's sick. I like that, dude. Do you want to keep the names on there? Or?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. That's really cool. What is that, a ranger behind there?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, he's the guy with the Suburban.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. He makes some really, really cool stuff. That's really cool. That's awesome. You going to put a picture up here in the podcast?
I will.
All right. That's a new sticker. We'll make them. Doug?
Yeah.
I know you're listening.
Doug's not listening. And Doug still needs to make me a bunch of stickers.
Oh, so
this sticker will definitely come out at some point this year.
Right. Right.
Or
I'm sure
next
our
year.
Good friend Doug will.
He's just busy looking at Corvette stuff.
Yeah, turn into a Corvette man.
Yeah, he's doing Corvette things.
He's doing Corvette things. That's cool. Have you seen those TikToks where it's all old men getting ready for cars and coffee?
Yeah.
Don't touch my car. Don't touch my car. This is a just because Susie painted it on a Friday doesn't make your car 101.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry.
So you will be out here next week.
Yeah,
I'm trying to think. So the next episode.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to cut you off, but let's announce who we're going to have on guest episodes and people. Remember, we're going to do that. Ask questions. Like if you have questions for these people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, let's do that.
And we'll make this a teaser.
Boom. So
this will be
teaser.
Boom. Teaser. What are we at over here? We're at 105. I'm making some notes here, trying to be. Anyways,
we're trying to be better, guys. We're trying to be better.
The guests are Ben Turpik. Turpik. And you guys, if anyone doesn't know, Benny has a YouTube channel. He's building his Toyota on there, and he's a Sunset member out here. And if anyone has any questions for him, go send us a Instagram message.
And if you are curious, if you, like you said, if you don't know Ben on IG, he's skillset_Ben. Yep. You can kind of familiarize yourself with who he is and what he's doing. He body dropped his own truck in his garage with zero knowledge of how to body drop his own truck in his own garage.
Yeah.
And that's his YouTube series, is that journey, building that truck. It's really interesting. He has an electric personality, so he's really, really an interesting dude. So familiarize yourself with him there. And then
Nick Crouch.
Nick Crouch.
Yes.
That's going to be fun.
It is going to be fun. So Nick, obviously Surface DVD. So if you have questions for Nick, about Surface that Will and Lindsay have not answered because they've both already been on.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Will, we are attempting to get another episode with Will. This is not Will as a guest.
No.
This would be Will as just an extension of us just sitting around talking.
Producer so Will.
Will will not be the topic of the podcast. The podcast will be the topic, mm-hmm. and Will will just be there talking with us.
Yeah. When we do those with Will and Mike, sort of as like a catching up with those dudes, they're great. I love them.
Yes. And we will do one with Mike Milan once he's done with his house and all that stuff. Yeah. So we have stuff to talk about because he's all the stuff he's doing is interesting right now.
Right.
And then Ronnie Wetch from C10 Talk.
Yep. That is going to be great.
Mr. Podcast. We're going to his studio mm-hmm. to record it. And so if you have any questions for Ronnie about C10s, about his podcast and all that stuff, that
podcasting, C10s,
fighting fires, his crazy, Ronnie's just crazy.
Yeah.
So that's it.
Is that it? Ben, Will, Ronnie. There's one more. Oh, Nick. Yeah, I'm sorry. Nick. Will. Ronnie. Okay.
Yeah,
I get it. Ben.
So I was trying to think, because I want to get into this Gene Winfield stuff.
Oh, that is so dang interesting. We should have talked about that.
I know. Well,
anyway.
We had softball to talk about. I want to get into that. John O'Neill just sent me a message a little while ago, and he goes, "Hey, have you seen that Reddit post on Gene Winfield?"
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I have. So maybe we'll talk about this on a future episode.
On a future episode, because that's very interesting.
It is. Mm-hmm. And if anyone has any insight to that,
mm-hmm.
like if you've followed what's happening with Gene Winfield, I know my buddy Bobby has, and he has a little bit of insight on it. Send us a message so we have some notes to talk about.
Yeah.
And if you have not heard about it, just Google Gene Winfield Reddit and read the Reddit post.
Yeah. Because it's all very interesting.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And I don't know if I know anyone that knows him personally. I know he's like a local dude.
Yeah. Well, like, I mean, local-ish to me. He's out in Mojave, which is sort of in between where I'm at and like Tehachapi.
Yeah.
I've met him a couple times. Not really anything substantial, you know, just a hello and all that's cool kind of thing. But yeah. Interesting.
It really interesting.
Mm-hmm. People are like, wait a minute. Hey, man, we're trying.
We're trying.
Yeah.
We're doing.
But tune in. The next episode you guys will watch and listen to will be a guest episode.
It will be. Yep. Well, we have four of them coming up.
Yep.
And
that'll give us a little reset in our brains to just sort of like.
Yeah. And if Will can't make it, then we'll just record it.
Winfield.
Because he's kind of like tentative.
Or get his opinion on it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, who's
what's Gene Winfield? What the hell?
Never heard of her. All right. Go buy t-shirts.
Go buy our t-shirts. LiveLifeCustom.com, Grindr-TV.com.
Yeah. And we have hoodies for sale and all that good stuff.
Yep. Merch, especially on Grindr-TV.com.
Yeah.
Drop merch. Buy it so we can get rid of that and we can come out with this brand new design.
Yes.
That is mysterious.
That we have no idea what it is yet, but we'll see.
All right. Cool. All right. Bye.
All right. Later.